tell me why Harris is making this move and what it says about what agencies are demanding, not just from your company, but from other companies when it comes to secure cloud computing.
Sure. Well, as you know, I spent over 3.5 decades in the federal government, and I was one of those people who didn't want to move to the cloud simply because I wasn't sure if I could trust it, and second, I wasn't sure if I could control it. So as I left, I thought one way in which I could contribute, because I think the march to the cloud is inevitable for all kinds of basic reasons, how could I accelerate that, overcome those barriers of trust and control? And that is what is behind our new Cyber Integration Center for Harris.
The whole concept of the security and the control really gets to the crux of the reservations that I think anybody has who still has reservations about cloud computing. Talk about the control one, because I think the security one is self-evident. Talk about what control, how you can assuage those concerns that people have.
Okay. Well, if I could revisit the security one just for a moment, I think it is more than our traditional security. It's the element of availability, certification, and, oh, by the way, supply chain integrity. So that's how we wrap that entire trust thing.
Mm-hmm.
The element of control is that we believe through constant monitoring that if you can give the customer a real-time, absolute insight, transparency into everything that supports their extended IT enterprise, then you overcome the element of control. So it's the element of can they dynamically see what's going on, and can they dynamically make changes to optimize their mission accomplishment?
And is that technology that's been around for a while and it's just coming, kind of all coming together because of the demand, or is this some kind of new development in technology that wasn't available before?
We look on it as most of the technology is not really new, but how you use it is new. See, if you look about this element about being on the move and off of cell phones and PDAs, a lot of that wasn't new technology. We just combined it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And so we at Harris believe that while we have some differentiated technology, it is built upon existing technology, but we're using it in a way which provides constant ability of a client to tell exactly what's going on at any moment in their extended enterprise.
Well, I'll put you back in your old job as a CIO. If somebody comes to you and says, this is what we're going to offer you, is that going to deal with all the concerns that you have enough for you to say, okay, I'll do it?
Well, it sort of goes like this, and this is how I've been training our force, is that, first of all, what's my motivation for moving to the cloud? Motivation for moving to the cloud is you can reduce complexity and reduce costs. Okay, you walk me through that business discussion. All right, now make sure I understand this trust thing. So how much security, how much availability, what are the elements associated with certification, et cetera. So then once I get through that, now I get to the controls. So it's a matter of stages, and a CIO is not going to jump to the last stage until you convince him of the first two.
What about a late adopter who is like you were when you were still in government? You didn't want to do it, and so the motivation is because I have to.
Right. Well, and we're finding that our early adopters are, in fact, those that are faced with a situation that they can't address any other way. For instance, they've got an emergency. Something has broken. They've lost control of something in their network, and they've got to fix it. And so that's the characteristic or profile of one set of clients. Another profile are those who are facing major investment milestones ahead. Oh, we have to recapitalize this, or we have to invest in this, or part of our business or our organization is moving to another campus. So they're faced with a big infrastructure expenditure. And so, ooh, that's not in the budget. Well, maybe cloud, offers something of that. And then the third profile of people that are very interested in our trusted cloud computing, trusted cloud, enterprise cloud, are those folks that believe that being on leading edge technology gives them a differentiation amongst their competitors.
I'm still thinking about the reluctant adopters, though, who just don't want to do it at all, who just are not convinced, regardless of the material that they're presented with, maybe even illogically, that this is a good idea. And so you have to say to them, what do you say to them when their response to your question, why are you going to do this? It's because Vivek says I have to. I don't have any choice, and I don't really want to.
Sure, sure. Well, in part, sometimes going to an IT staff and pointing out that much of the savings is in manpower savings is like asking turkeys to vote on whether or not we want to have Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
But you gave an instance where a direction comes down, like Vivek's direction for Cloud First, which I think is based upon sound logic. Or if you're in a company, the company comes down and actually puts constraints that says that you can no longer do this or do that. And so again, what we're finding on those folks in the IT business that are really reluctant, they get pushed if they're in the industry side by the line of business, which says you don't provide enough mobility, enough access to do this, or the mission side, which says we've got to have this for a mission. But those real reluctant guys who are going to hold out to the very end will be forced to by one of two things that will happen. Talent. They will lack the talent to deal with new technology, and talent is a huge, huge issue. As you and I have talked in the past, last is cost. And so those that are absolutely reluctant, that's going to be their tipping point when they can no longer afford to do business the way they're currently doing it, or they really don't have the talent to adopt new technology.
Well, congratulations on the new facility. We have some details about it posted at federalnewsradio.com, and it's always great to get your insight, General. Thanks for being on today.
Thank you, Francis, and have a great Memorial Day to you and your audience.